Hey, friends, welcome to Discovery Land Online. I'm Pastor Chris, and this is...
Miss Michelle! Woo!
And we're glad you're here today. Hey, we're kind of dressed funny today. Friends, have you been to an ocean or a sea or a lake or maybe just any, maybe like a kiddie pool?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But have you ever walked out onto the ocean or the sea or the lake? And did the water like move for you? Or did you just get all wet? Or did you just walk into the water and it magically became dry ground? Huh.
No, it's all water.
It's all watery. Yeah. That's what always happens to me.
Yeah. Well, today we're going to hear about when the Israelites walked through the Red Sea on dry land. Wow. Wait a minute.
They didn't swim.
Through.
They walked?
On dry land.
Ooh, we're going to have to learn about this.
I know, right? God showed the Israelites he cared for them. And guess what? God cares for us.
Yes, he does.
I think we should sing and praise God and thank him for taking care of us.
My goofy grin, my funny dances, my messy hair, my silly faces, my goofy grin, my funny dances. Shoulders. Can you point to your knees and your toes? Awesome. Let's do it together. My head and shoulders, knees and toes.
He loves everything about me.
My eyes and ears and mouth and nose.
He loves everything about me.
My head and shoulders, knees and toes.
He loves everything about me.
My eyes and ears and mouth and nose.
He loves everything about me.
Everybody sing.
I've got a friend. He loves everything about me. I've got a friend in Jesus. He loves everything about me.
Oh,
I've got a friend in Jesus. He loves everything about me.
Loves me.
I've got a friend in Jesus. He loves everything about me. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
I'm just a wormy squirmy.
Ooh. Why don't we get some people to help us out?
Arr, I like that idea. Who's got those wiggle wiggles?
I got those wiggle wiggles.
Oh, who's got those wiggle wiggles?
I got those wiggle wiggles.
If you got those wiggle wiggles, come on, get your wiggles out.
Shout, let's wiggle. Get your wiggles out. We're dancing all the time.
wiggling. That made me tired. Me too. I think we should all sit down together. Ooh, yeah. How about it? Let's do it.
One, two, three, sit down.
Thank you, God, that you made me, and I am your kin. Jesus loves me so much, his love for me is big. The Holy Spirit leads me, and I can follow you. My life can tell your story, I don't wonder this is true.
Friends, it's good to see you again. You might remember Tack, the curious cat. She always asks a lot of questions, and she has a question for you today. Are you ready?
Hi, kids. Remember me? I'm Tack. For anyone who can spell, that's cat spelled backwards. And I'm always curious about everything. Do you know what it means to be curious? It means to think about things and ask questions. And I have something I've been curious about today.
What's that, Tack?
It's something white, and I think it's soft, too.
A marshmallow?
No, but it is something you can eat.
I bet you're talking about snow, Tack. Snow falls from the sky, and I've eaten it before, and my family made snow ice cream with fresh, clean snow.
You're getting close. It is something to eat, and like a marshmallow, it starts with the sound, but we don't eat it nowadays. It's from a long, long time ago. In fact, I have no idea what it even is.
Oh, I think you're curious about manna.
Yes, that's what I'm curious about, manna. Kids, have you ever heard the true story from the Bible about the way God cared for the Israelites by giving them a special bread they called manna to eat? I'm curious about manna.
You're right, Tack. God did care for people by sending manna. In fact, the Israelites didn't know what manna was either. But the word manna actually means, what is it? But you know, that's not all that God sent them to eat.
You mean he sent something else for them to eat, too? Oh, I wonder what else he sent. Was it peanut butter and jelly to spread on their manna bread? And one more thing I'm really curious about. How did he send manna and whatever else it was that he sent the Israelites to eat?
God did send more to eat, but it wasn't peanut butter and jelly. I'm sure you know, Tack, that the pizza delivery person didn't deliver out in the wilderness either. So we're going to find out the answers to everything you're curious about in today's God's Big Story.
That sounds great. Well, I've got more exploring and thinking to do. There's so much to be curious about. I'll see you later.
Here's a curious question for you today. Do you like to try new foods? Foods that you've never eaten before? Okay, that sounds pretty good. I don't know if I've tried that one, but I probably, oh, yeah, maybe. Today's wonder truth is God cares for us. So today we're going to learn about how God cares for us, you and me.
Hey guys, it's time to put on our pay attention glasses. So I'm going to grab mine, and mine are going to be those big like donut ring that I was wearing earlier.
Okay, mine are flashlights.
Oh, very cool. All right. Yeah. Okay. Let's get our listening ears. Put those babies on. Make sure that they're tight and straight and, you know, the drill on that one. We're going to ziplock and button these on three. One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button. So now we got all that business taken care of. We need to prepare our hearts. So, Pastor Chris, would you like to pray?
Sure, let's pray.
Here we go.
God, thank you for being here with us. We know you always have and always will love us. We're excited to hear from you today, and we know Holy Spirit will lead us, and we will be good listeners. Thanks, God, that you care for us so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey, friends. My name is Quinn, and I would like to share a very special story with you. It's all about how God takes care of people. I had grown-ups in my life who took care of me when I was your age. Maybe you do too. And whoever it is, I have a question. How did they take care of you? Did they make sure you had breakfast this morning? Did they help you pick out your clothes for today? Did they give you a bandage when you scraped your knee? Caring for someone is a way to show love, and that's just what God did for a group of people called the Israelites. They were slaves in Egypt, and God helped them escape. But once they left Egypt, they didn't know where to go. So God gave them something to follow. During the day, it was a big, tall cloud. And at night, it was a big, tall fire. Back in Egypt, the king decided he wanted his slaves back. So he called his army and went after Moses and the Israelites. The king and his army caught up to them while they were camped beside the Red Sea, which actually wasn't red, but was very big. The Israelites were very scared. I would be too. The Red Sea on one side, the king and his army on the other. It seemed like they were trapped, but God had a plan. He told Moses to raise his staff and reach out over the water. And when Moses did it, God parted the Red Sea. The Israelites could walk safely to the other side, and the king and his army couldn't get to them. Moses and the Israelites could see how God was protecting them, and they trusted in him. But this story isn't over yet, because now they found themselves in a desert. They were looking for a special place where God promised they would live. They called it the Promised Land, but they didn't know how long it would take to find it. They also didn't know what they were going to eat or drink. It was a desert, so they were very hot and very thirsty. So, 3 days after they crossed the Red Sea, they complained to Moses, and he asked God for water. And because God takes care of his people, he provided water. A month later, they complained that they were hungry. I think they felt like God wasn't taking care of them, but he was. He was teaching them to trust him. He fed them with a miracle. He made food fall from the sky. They called this food manna. Manna means, what is it? That's a great name for a miracle food, isn't it? The manna would fall every morning, and they were only allowed to get what they needed for one day. If they tried to save any of the food for the next day, bugs would get in it. God did this so that they would remember to depend on him every day. Don't forget, he did all of this because he wanted them to know how much he cared for them. When they complained that they were hungry, God gave them manna. And when they complained that they wanted meat, God gave them birds to eat. Their journey was hard, and there were times when they did not trust God. But even in those times, God cared for them. And today, God cares for us.
Throughout their long journey through the wilderness, God deeply cared for his people. When they complained that they were thirsty, God gave them water. When they complained that they were hungry, I like this. God gave them manna and quail, which is a type of bird.
And even when the Israelites complained, which they did a lot, sometimes I do too, but God was still faithful even through all the complaining and showed that he cared for them. And friends, God cares for you and me. God cares for us too.
He sure does.
Wow. That was God did a lot of things in that story today.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
He fed them, he saved them, he gave them water, he protected them. I mean,
wow, that's a lot of care from a big God. Yeah.
What did you like most today about God's big story? I think I like the party. That's pretty cool. Awesome.
Yeah, being able to walk through water without getting wet.
Right.
That's pretty amazing.
Or like food just being there, not having to cook.
That's right? Pretty cool too.
Go find food.
Yeah.
It's right there.
It's right there.
What surprised you today about God's big story? Well,
it surprised me that God could take care of lots and lots and lots of people mm-hmm. in lots of ways.
Yeah. Well, I think what surprised me is that those waters actually parted and then they closed so that Pharaoh's people couldn't get through. Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
That
yeah,
was
yeah.
Pretty stealthy on God's part. If you think.
Yep. Pretty neat. So, hey, how would you feel, friends, if you were told by your grown-ups to walk through the Red Sea?
Oh yeah, no way.
That'd be
a hard
weird.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
That'd be weird. But if you saw the sea part right in front of you, that'd make it a lot easier, I think. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our wonder truth today is God cares for us. Can you say that with me? God cares for us. So, hey, where did you see the wonder truth in action in our story today?
All over it.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole story, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Before we start respond time today, I need you to go get some supplies. While you're doing that, think about how God cared specifically for you this past week. I'll wait and you go grab something to write with or draw with and a piece of paper. God cares about every detail of our day. We must pay close attention sometimes to notice how much God cares for us. God always hears us and always cares for us.
Mm-hmm.
God provides exactly what we need and when we need it. In God's big story today, we saw God provide and care for the Israelites throughout their journey and out of Egypt into the wilderness. God had every single detail prepared and planned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here it is. Now, while the music plays, I want you to write or draw the ways that God has shown you that he cares for you.
Wow. Hey, friends, God is present in every detail of your day and my day, too. So let's take a moment and pray silently over the picture or writing that you did and thank God for all the ways that he cares for us. All right? You can point at it as you pray about it and thank God for caring for you.
Ooh, that felt good.
Oh, God does great stuff.
I know. Let's pray and talk to God, guys.
God, thank you for always caring for us and always loving us. Help us always follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.
God traveled alongside the Israelites and cared for them throughout their trip. May the details and fullness of God's love and care never escape your notice.
It's always good to talk about, think about, pray about all the good things that God does. You can do that all the time. Now we're going to hold your hands out for our blessing today. Friends, may you always seek God's care for every need. Thank you, God, for the abundance of your love and your care.